Mount Vesuvius. This is where Spartacus and other runaways had hidden. For our entrance into Herculaneum, I kept myself from sight behind the drapes of my carriage. Ours was a royal parade with servants waving flags and colorful silk streamers. Tambourines and singing made all of us merry. I could see through my blue curtains that children lined the road and were running alongside us through the streets. When I slipped my hand out to wave, some excited girls pointed to the jewels on my fingers. These girls were barefoot and wearing short tunics with garlands of ivy in their hair. Their sweetness warmed my heart. The servants of Atticus had already received word of my arrival. Thus all was ready. The rooms were sweetly scented with roses floating in cinnamon oil. Bowls of fruit were on the tables. My bed cushions were powdered with spices, all so lovely. And I was happy knowing Julia would be arriving the next day. To continue. Yesterday was summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Though parties and banquets went long into the night,